You got a problem, you don't know what to do. Your dreams are strange, and you're seeing things too. The world is full of mystery. Life's more than you can see. You can ask Pomegranate. You can ask Pomegranate. She's a priestess.
Hello. Welcome to Ask Pomegranate. I'm Pomegranate, and this is my class, Divine Ones I Adore, a class in which you will receive a lecture on a different god or goddess, a short trance to get to know them, and homework. Thank you for coming. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. Do you know how you could support this podcast and get a great class by me? It's going to be about many things, the Wheel of the Year, this series is there, so much stuff. I'm going to be teaching about the Labyrinth. Go to Patreon and support Ask Pomegranate, patreon.com/AskPomegranate. How wonderful of you to make all of this happen. I'm very much enjoying doing this series of Divine Ones I Adore. And I guess they adore me right back. Here is one that is called the goddess Danu, D-A-N-U. Also, you might be able to find them in the word Anu, A-N-U, or variations of that. Currently, in the form that they take is as an Irish goddess, but she's much older than Ireland is. I mean, some theories that we've been in Ireland 13,000 years, and she's older, as old as that or older, and has been found throughout the land of Europe, not just in Ireland. I think a lot of stuff sort of got shoved to Ireland, like the whole Celtic world got shoved into Ireland, which once took over all of Europe. And Danu did too. Some people think that the Danube River is named after her. I am one of those people. And she's a mighty, mighty great mother goddess of Europe. And although, you know, she's a mighty goddess, so you can find her anywhere that there's land and rivers. So, because those are the two parts of her. She's a mother goddess. She's a teacher. She's also a warrior. And I'm sure you can find her in a triple maiden mother crone nature as well. And probably all of those things are expressions of that. She is earthy. She's of the earth. And she's the fruit of the earth. So your relationship with her would be one of the fruited earth. Like that generous goddess that gives. But she also is in the sinewing and related to the sinewing rivers, and is named after, rivers are named after her, which is that the waters, that mystery of the waters that move through the land and bring things back and forth. The mythology around her is, old mythology that you can find is few and far between, but there's a terminology in England, in Ireland, which is the Tuath de Danann, which means the children of Danu. And when we talk about the Tuath de Danann, we're talking about the she. So her children are going to be, and she means fairy or magical beings, and her children are magical beings that walk many worlds. And she is it dwells in all those worlds. And we're not just talking life and death worlds, although you can find her there in both of those worlds. We're also talking magical realms. So she is the goddess of the children of magical realms. And the she in Irish means fairy in English. And while you may, in fact, find small little twee, little lovely little fairies or trickster little fairies, in the shape of flowers, the traditional way that we see the she or the Tuath de Danann is as actually quite powerful and large beings, tall and ageless and incredibly powerful, magically powerful. And also, like, having a different bunch of rules than humans have around ethics and things. Sometimes as humans, we came to know them as dangerous or, in fact, right out bad for everybody. Now, when did that come in? Do we find it useful? No. But when we engage with the she, we got to engage with, well, we have to engage with manners and we have to understand their ways. Because at this point, the differentiation between the she, that's just beings who walk the magical lands, and the humans and beings who walk the earthly realm, the non-magical realms, we have, although we are from the same beings, we have trouble communicating because we stop knowing each other's politeness, shall we say. So the she are immortal and we are not. That's the difference. One of the big differences. But in the mythology of Danu, we are all from her. And the fruited land that Danu offers is fruited in all of the magical realms. And our brain has forgotten about magic and mystery. And our brain has gotten more associated with that place of individuality, which makes you feel alone, you know, that one. And that place of superiority, which makes you think you're better than everybody else. And, you know, that can all be true. But before that, we had a connectedness and an interaction. And that's the sort of differentiation that's been happening there. I don't know if any of that just made sense. But we'll carry on nonetheless. So Danu is the mother of all of us. And she holds the power to restore us to our magical beings. She holds that power in the myths. She's held, one of the mythologies around Danu is she calls the myths because at some point the people got scattered. And the Tuath de Danu are the people. And that the people got scattered and they forgot who they were. And they forgot their relationships and couldn't find the door to the mystery of the magical lands. One thing, we can call that place fairy if we want. It's called a lot of different things in a lot of different languages. Anytime you find a myth and story that talks about interesting creatures, we're talking about the magical lands. She is also a teacher. So she gives with the fruit, she gives with the river and is associated with rivers, the power of the river, as opposed to a well. Do you see the difference? Bridget is associated with the wells, which is, you know, this beautiful little thing that springs up on the land that we can water ourselves with. And the river is much bigger and much larger, and it's got to do with transportation and change and, you know, that kind of thing. So she is the fruited earthly goddess and the magical being of magical realms. She is, her children are the children who were scattered, and then she is also the magical mist that calls the children home and returns them to their magical esoteric awareness of reality. Because we have forgotten, this is what I was trying to say before, I think I muggled it a little. We are trying to return to our awareness, which is multidimensional, as opposed to our linear awareness, which is, I'm a person and I'm alone and I'm doing this hard thing, and here, let me think about that with my brain. So that parts of us that are so much larger than our body, so much larger than just the brain that we have in our body, but actually our gut, our soul, our fire, our thinking, our water, all of that together interconnected with all things. That's when we connect with mysticism, when we connect with the magic. And she calls us, if we've lost that, she'll call us back and restore it to us in her magical mists. Isn't that cool? You know how you always thought mists were magical? Well, yeah, they are Danu. They're an expression of Danu, her calling you back to her and her mysteries. So she also, like any mother goddess, is also, you know, pretty badass. So she's protective of her children. She's you're her children, by the way. She's a warrior goddess that's protective of the sanity of the ways of the people. And she's also a teacher. In her is the knowledge of the esoteric. In her is the knowledge of the moon and the stars. In her is the ways of the growing earth. In her is the changing life of the river. So whenever you go to her, you can go to her for education about knowledge. Whenever you need something, a breakthrough, go ask her for it before you go to bed, and she'll give it to you. But she also will kick your butt if you're kind of not following the way of the people. And she will also nurture you in basically everything you ever had or ever will have has come from her. So that's the kind of gal she is. And when I say the way of the people, one of the ways we can understand the way of the people is, and you'll find this a lot, and a lot of indigenous cultures have this word, we are the people or the way of the people. And what we mean by that is the people are everything. So in Irish tradition, the trees are sacred and important and actually create the law and the language of the people. And the law is called Brennan Law. And the language is a language in a written language of the trees. And they're called, if you're spelled, I can't remember how they're spelled. Well, just look up Irish sacred trees and you'll find it. So the way is this very sort of like calm, giving, understanding, non-punishing law where we get it when people screw up and yet we give them a way out without punishing, but you're still being held accountable. And when I say she'll kick your butt, she'll hold you accountable for keeping the fabric of the connections whole. She'll kick your butt when you're not keeping the fabric of connections whole. And by connections, I mean your wholeness and your well-being and your sovereignty of self, as well as the weaving tapestry of the people. Okay? All right. So Danu will come to us in any form of the earth. A river, you can speak to her through a river. You can speak to her through the fruited earth. And she also holds the gates in between the magical realms, this earthly, more mundane realm, and the magical realms of the fairies, also known as the she, and will give you wisdom of that gate, will show you how to restore your manners, and will allow you to come back to yourself. Because isn't it heartbreaking to be told you're not magical, that magic doesn't exist, and that everything is mundane and in fact almost pointless? Isn't that heartbreaking? When somewhere in all of us, we know that magic is the very fabric of everything. And she is always calling her children back from that scattering of the tribes to remember their magical being selves. And so she'll do that for you if you need her to. So do you need her to remind you to take care of yourself and have sovereignty? Do you need her to teach you something? Do you need her to nurture you? Do you need her to help you restore your magical self? So I usually am in connection with her around all of that, but primarily in my relationship with the Fae and the She. Same word, two different words for the same thing. And I'm working real hard on a, should I tell you? On a deck. That's about the She, about the Fae, a little card deck. So that's the way I work with her. I work with her in getting in touch with my own fairy self and my magical connections to the magical realms. That's what I do. I work with the myths. So that's Danu, D-A-N-U, or Anu, A-N-U. And I think she also shows up as Anu in the Mabinogion, which is the Welsh big old epic story. Okay, now I will also tell you, she expresses herself, I think, my relationship to her, Bridget, the goddess Bridget, is not her, although in some stories it's Bridget and Danu are the same person. But in my direct experience, what's helpful to me, they've come to me as two separate beings, and that Bridget is a much more human experience. Like she comes and goes from fairy to human realms and does work on both sides and does the communicating, bridges the communication between the two, and holds that fairy magic in the wells and in the flame. So that's her, but I think of her as the daughter of Danu. But I think when you hear about stories about the fairy queen, I think the fairy queen is a sort of handleable or anthropomorphized version of Danu. I think the fairy queen comes as that person who comes to hold you accountable, that asks you to be greater than you think you can be and initiates you. And when you see fairy queens in stories, I actually think it's an expression of Danu. And so it's sort of goddessy, but it's also queeny, which is a different job. It's sort of a job title for an aspect of Danu, I suppose. So you can find the fairy queen in some really beautiful stories like Tamlin, the story of Janet and Tamlin, where Janet gets her butt kicked by the fairy queen. And Thomas the Rhymer, in which Thomas the Rhymer agrees to be abducted by the fairy queen into fairy. Beautiful stories. Actually, one of them is a song. So you can look those up if you want to get some fairy queen action going. So those are all the kind of like what I can get in right now about Danu. Classically Irish, but bigger than that. Much bigger than that. Okay, so I will recap this whole thing later. Right now, I just want you to get in touch with her. Okay. So let us breathe in. Let us breathe in. And you're going to do the 4-7-8 breath that I've been teaching you. And we'll use that to shift our energy, noticing that there is a floor or earth beneath our feet. And we are connected to gravity. And we breathe in for 4, 3, 4, and hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and release for 8, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, empty the lungs, 8, and let's do that one more time. I feel like it today. 4 in, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, out, empty the lungs, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Allowing yourself to shift. You might want to half mask your eyes just so you can get that feeling of fuzziness, or close your eyes and let yourself be, just let it happen. A little cool air on your skin. And that is the myths, the healing myths of Danu. A little cold air on your skin. The mist, the misty isles, the mist. The mist is the protection of the land between here and there. And just let that mist form around you. And this is a way to connect to the land of the she through the energy exchange. Just let yourself sit in the mist. Now, you might have an impulse to dive in to fairy from here. You will have an impulse. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to go back to fairy? You might have that impulse. And from some stories we've read, Tolkien and so on, we know that diving in lacks manners and gets you nowhere, actually gets you somewhere in trouble. So allow yourself to just sit and know and sense magic, deep, profound, esoteric magic is on the other side of this mist, and that it emanates from that place. Breathe. And know that this mist too carries over at the borderland here, carries over the tale of death and life and birth and blood and bone and compost and seed over to that land, which is a really fascinating land, fascinating thing to receive. and the exchange is happening, and you are sitting at the edge, inside the mists, at the place of exchange, where we just sit here. As you breathe, know that this mist itself is Danu. She is the mighty, powerful goddess. She is the mighty, powerful earthly goddess that dwells in all the lands, and she is the connection between the things. And she reminds us of all our parts. Allow yourself to let the mist surround you, that is Danu, and remind you of your magical being. Perhaps you'll feel it in your hands. Perhaps you will feel it in your arms, your feet. But you will begin to feel, either near you, in your body, magic that belongs to you, that you are emanating and have forgotten about, to begin to show itself. Magic that you have forgotten about. And what is magic but connection to mystery and the expression of delight in mystery? And other definitions. Allow yourself to feel that. And it might be a little, you know, I often get a little buzzing in my shoulder or my palm of my hands. And my hands feel like they're opening up. I imagine flowers opening up in the palms of my hands, receiving magic and also emanating magic. This is the connection. This is the relationship to the mysterious realms. And in fact, it is a mystery that you exist. So now we begin to remember that the tales and the stories of all the different things are as real as anything else and are as unreal as anything else. Breathing in. So now there are ways in which Danu is calling you. She is calling you and healing your disconnection from your own magical being. Does she have something to teach you? Does she have something to ask of you, to hold you, to become aware of? You could heal this connection. Does she have something to give you? Is she bringing the fruited earth to you? Or is she bringing the sacred river to you? The river, and as R.J. Stewart, the fairy author, says, rivers, roses are rivers and rivers are dragons. Does she call you to ride the dragon? And is there a particular river or fruited land? What does the land give you? How are you receiving? She holds the truth of magic. And she is the healer and the mother, Danu. And breathe in. Is that what you need today? Did you need Danu today? Is that one you're going to get interested in? I'm interested in her. She works with me. Danu is a mother goddess. She's associated with the fruited earth of all the realms of the dead, the realms of the living, the human mundane realms, and the magical realms. Even the realms that we find it hard to see or know about, the realms of fairy and magic and mystery and myth. She is the goddess who goes through all those realms. She, when her tribes, the Tuath de Danann, were scattered, she created the myths to call them home again and to remind them of who they were. Her name is Danu, and she currently lives in Ireland, apparently. I think she lives everywhere. Okay. So the last thing I want to do is invite you with a little bit of homework to get to know her better, should you be interested in her. And the homework would be to scry. Scrying's looking, but it's like, I'm not kidding, it's like looking. So most of the time we glance, we have to take shortcuts with our vision because, frankly, there's too much input. And we have to filter out a lot of stuff. And we look, we see. But now to scry is to allow yourself to look and look and look and look and allow what you see to not be eliminated. So we look, and then if we say something weird or if we think we see something, we often go, ah, whatever, that's not happening. This has happened to me. I've been in a place where something completely weird and magical happens, and it's like wacky, and everybody goes, what just happened? What did we just see? And we're all like kind of blown away. And then one person will say, oh, no, that didn't happen. Or even they'll see it, and then 10 minutes later they'll say, no, that didn't happen. So that's the kind of mundane mindset that takes us away from magic. Allow yourself to have the room to just have some fun and let yourself see the thing. So one way we can do this is, again, I'm giving you a lot of bowls of water in the first part of this series, but let me give you a bowl of water again, or a flame, or I'm just telling you stuff to look in. You want to get in touch with Danu, sit with her in the mist, and then look into a bowl of water, look into a lit candle. Another thing that I look into is a windy day. I take a pick a windy day, and I look into the movement of trees. And this is just basically scrying. You've done it 1,000 times. You just were a little kid, so you were more open to it. And then you didn't assign it anything. This time I want you to assign it something. So you can pick a question of Danu that you need answered. And then when you were a little kid, what you did was you laid on your back in the hill and you looked at the clouds and you let the clouds form. Oh, look, that looks like a rabbit, sort of. Oh, that looks like a this. Oh, that looks like a that. That's the same thing. If that's what you want to scry, do that. Because it's about giving space for magic and mystery to talk to you directly. Magic and mystery will talk to you directly through movement. You can. One other thing I look at is patterns in wood. I'll just look at that and see, like, what do you see? What do you see? So you can ask a question, or you can just go, show me something, Danu. And look into the glass, or the bowl of water. You can move it a little bit if that helps you. And just like start to see shapes. And allow yourself to go to your right side of your brain or look at the sky and start to see shapes. And then let those shapes have a meaning. And then let them come to you. And then don't dismiss them in 10 minutes. Just go, yeah, that's right, ice cream cone. It's about delight and pleasure, right? And then see if you find further things that happen with that thing you saw. So if you look at it and you see a rabbit, allow yourself to take that in and go, what is this rabbit? What does it mean? What's the message? And then keep looking for rabbits around. Like Neo in The Matrix. He sees the rabbit and goes down the hole, right? So like that. Okay, so that's the homework. It's scrying. Scrying helps you get into a magical mindset, and then you can see the trail. All right, dear. Thanks for listening. That was Danu. Love y'all. Bye. Do you know how you could support this podcast and get a great class by me? It's going to be about many things, the Wheel of the Year. This series is there. So much stuff. I'm going to be teaching about the Labyrinth. Go to Patreon and support Ask Pomegranate. Patreon.com/AskPomegranate. How wonderful of you to make all of this happen.